Welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children. I'm Dan Wendland, your host and storyteller. Today's story is part 9 of the story I told my children during lockdown of the pandemic, entitled Myra and the Online School for Adventuring. Today's story is about a stalker llama. What's a stalker llama? Listen and find out. I hope you enjoy it.
Myra emerged from her dorm, bright and early. She was headed to breakfast, hoping to catch Kisa, because she hadn't gotten a chance to talk with her in a couple days, and she wanted to talk with her about her newfound wealth of the diamonds that she had obtained from helping Tweety. But when she emerged from her dorm,
I forgot about Tweety pooping in the lake. Yeah. I forgot about it.
He pooped diamonds.
Continue.
When she emerged from the dorm, she stopped there in front of the main doors of the dorm. Stood a llama. It was black and brown, sort of a few kind of dirty yellow patches. It was staring straight at her. Myra took a few steps in the direction of the cafeteria. The llama's eyes followed her. She waited a moment. Several other students came out of the dorm and walked by the llama. It ignored them. Myra began to walk toward the cafeteria. After a moment, she stopped and looked back. The llama was still there, except it had moved.
Is this based off of us telling you about the llama at Galrain Farms? It is, isn't it?
I take ideas from everywhere. So, the llama was still there. She had not seen it move, but clearly it had, because it was just about as far away from her as it had been before she walked away. She turned back and ran a few steps down the path and then spun as quickly as she could. The llama was still there, about the same distance away, still looking like it was chewing something, though she couldn't tell what.
It's gonna spit on her.
She walked up to the llama. "Why are you following me?" she said. The llama just stared at her, chewing. "Stop it," she said. "I'm going to breakfast. There are no llamas allowed in the cafeteria. Just shoo!" She made sort of a flapping noise with her hands towards it. The llama stared at her. Myra decided that she was going to follow the policy of ignoring the llama. So she headed to the cafeteria. When she arrived there, she glanced behind her. Sure enough, llama standing outside the entrance. She headed in, got food, and found Kisa. She slid into a chair across from her. "Good morning," she said.
"Good morning," said Kisa.
"So what are you up to do today?" Myra asked. Kisa shrugged. "We're taking a fighter field trip," she said. "I'm going to go have joint exercises with some of the fighters from the Ogre Academy. You know, sort of mock battles and such." "That sounds like fun. What about you?" asked Kisa.
"Well," Myra shrugged, "I have class, and I don't know, I haven't really decided what else I'm going to do for the day." "Hey," she said, "have you ever, like, seen a llama on campus?"
"What, llama?" said Kisa.
"No, well, I mean, occasionally. I mean, there's the stalker llama."
"The what?"
"Well," said Kisa, "like, if the school administration is worried about somebody misbehaving or they want to keep an eye on somebody, sometimes they'll hire a stalker llama to keep an eye on them. What, said Myra, is a stalker llama? They just follow you around and keep an eye on you. Why, said Kisa. I think I have a stalker llama, Myra admitted. Kisa's eyebrows went up. What did you do? She said. Nothing, said Myra. Well, okay, well, a couple nights ago we discovered that there are string demon in the forest, and that the deer there that hold deer church are actually, like, keeping an ancient evil in check, and I've been trying to tell the faculty about it, and no one seems to believe me. But I don't see why that would justify putting a stalker llama on me. Kisa just shook her head and put her face in her hands. All right, she said, just have you been told anything you're, like, not supposed to do? Said Myra. What do you mean, said Kisa. Have you? Maybe, said Myra. They told me to stay out of the forest. They what? Said Kisa. They told me to stay out of the forest, okay? And have you? Said Kisa. Yes, said Myra. I've been too busy to go back. I had to help Tweety with an emergency yesterday. Speaking of which, we're rich now. Don't try to change the subject, said Kisa. What is the subject anyway? Said Myra. The subject, said Kisa, is that you need to behave yourself and do what administrators want you to do, because the next step after stalker llama is getting expelled. No, said Myra. But there's, didn't you hear me? There's a demon in the forest. We have to do something. You told professors, right? Said Kisa. Yes, said Myra. And you said there are deer there that are taking care of it, right? Yes, said Myra. So you, the first year student, your job is to do what your professors say and behave yourself, at least until they take the stalker llama off you. All right, said Myra. I'll try. Good, said Kisa. I'll see you tonight. And she grabbed the last of her croissant and headed out. Myra finished her pancakes. Just as she was finishing, Corin slid into the Kisa's vacated chair across from her. Morning, he said, looking annoyingly cheerful. Yeah, said Myra. What's wrong, said Corin. I've been assigned a stalker llama, said Myra. A what, said Corin. Myra explained. Well, that's hardly fair, said Corin. We were just trying to warn people. And nobody assigned me a stalker llama. That you know of, said Myra. Well, it doesn't sound like yours was exactly subtle, said Corin. No, said Myra, but I don't like it. I'm sneaking out of here on my way to class. All right, said Corin, do you want any help? No, said Myra. I'll see you later. She got up, she put her tray in. She picked up the spoon off her tray and cleaned it off, and then walked to the wall next to the front door. She stuck the spoon around the corner and used it like a little mirror to see. Sure enough, the llama was there outside the door. She could swear that it was staring directly at her through the spoon. She jerked the spoon back. All right, she said. Well, there's more than one way out of here. She headed for the kitchen and walked in. Hey, cook, she said. What are you doing in my kitchen? Said cook. Said Myra, I was just passing through. I know it's not cinnamon roll time, but is there anything I can do to help? No, said cook. I'm busy making breakfast for everybody. Move along. Sure, said Myra, moving along swiftly out the door. She emerged and glanced around. No stalker llama. She went as swiftly as she could toward the classroom building. She was about halfway there when she glanced behind herself. Sure enough, about 10 feet behind her, chewing on something nobody could see,
stalker llama. Myra stormed back to it. Look, she said. I don't need watched. I'm going to behave, okay? So get away from me. She got right up in the llama's face, and the llama spat at her. Ugh, said Myra, cleaning it off. And then she hawked up a big loogie and spat right back in the llama's face. The llama seemed unperturbed. Fine, she said. If you want to watch me, this is going to be the most boring day ever. And she headed to class, determined to make the llama's job as difficult as possible. That is where we're going to stop for tonight.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's show, but questions and running commentary were supplied by my children. The theme music was created by Brandon Thompson, and our wonderful logo was designed by Silas Swindlin. If you know someone who might enjoy the show, please tell them about it. Do you want more stories? You can now subscribe to the show and help pick a new story for me to tell every month. The show's website is storiesforwonderfulchildren.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.